kind of mad. Kind of surprising to hear something like that happen, but Marky's doing a good job of just helping us move on. And we kind of have to put it behind us. So I feel like we're doing that so far.
Do you think there's enough talent in this group to replace what he gave to this team?
Definitely. We have quite a bit of experience behind us, and then we have some new guys who are today. We've been doing pretty good, and so we're pretty confident. We'll feel that.
Does it feel like an open competition? Like there's a variety of guys that are up for the carries?
Yeah. We just have a bunch of different styles of play, and so it's just fun to see how everyone goes about running the plays.
Is it exciting to possibly have your role expand?
Yeah, definitely. Marky's kind of giving me, kind of put more responsibility on my shoulders. It's kind of help a bunch of the other guys coming in, some of the guys who don't know what they're doing yet. And so it's just kind of a fun experience for me, kind of be more of a leader.
You said you were a little disappointed. Were you expecting more out of Jamal then? Were you disappointed in him, disappointed in the whole situation?
Just the situation in general. Anytime you have someone lead the team, it's just kind of, especially someone that important, someone who's contributed so much, and just who has played a big role in the team. It's just kind of hard to see someone go, but just kind of have to move on sometimes.
You think your late season experience last year prepared you for this new role that you're probably going to take?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty grateful for that. Just kind of having a little bit more playing time last year and having a little bit more experience coming into this year. So that's kind of helped me kind of fill that role where Jamal was.
For people who aren't familiar with you, what do you bring to the table? How are you different than Jamal?
Jamal is definitely a smaller, quicker back. I've kind of found myself as a more powerful, kind of fight for yards type back. But this year I've hopefully been improving on my speed, and so you can talk to Coach Wintrick about that one.
How is the work with Coach Wintrick? Coach Atawaya came out and said you guys are in the best shape he's ever seen running backs.
Usually in fall camp I'm like dying out there, puffing and puffing for air, but Wintrick, he's done a really good job with everyone in general. Every position, I feel like we're in pretty good shape to get through fall camp.
First day out there, nice to get that out of the way, and then you're down to business.
It's kind of fun getting our bodies back into it. So, I made a few mistakes, but I'm going to blame my body for that one.
When did you guys get here this morning?
We got in about 8 o'clock. We ate breakfast and then kind of got our equipment issued, and then just filmed meetings from there.
Kind of a long day?
Yeah, definitely. That's how fall camp is.
You may have lost Jamal, but Squally Canada, obviously the new guys kind of come in to the room as well. Talk about him and what he kind of brings to the table.
He's similar to Jamal. Probably not as big as Jamal, but he made a few good plays today.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun to see, kind of comforting to see younger guys step up like that.
Were you able to work out with him in the summer, or did he kind of come in late in the summer?
Yeah, he started off with us. He went to California with his family for a little bit. When he came back, he was another man. He came in ready to work. He was working harder than he ever was.
A.J. Moore is kind of down as a cornerback and playing with him, but a guy that's kind of been stepping up and kind of rising up has been Aito Holchi. Talk about him and what he brings. Because he's kind of the fullback. You were kind of the fullback, but he's kind of the fullback now, right? You're more of the tailback. Right?
Uh-huh. So he definitely, he's gone from learning something new last year, and he's become one of the leaders in our room. And so he's a lot of the younger guys are looking to him as well, asking him questions.
He's learning more and more as he's using the rest of the way. When you first heard the news that Jamal was no longer here, what was the mood like in the room?
It was definitely sad. You know, we were kind of shocked about it at first, but it was just kind of a seeing a really good friend. We've also seen him grow a lot in the room, and so seeing him leave is just. I don't know how to explain it, but it's upsetting.
It's a tough.
When you got that news, were you?